Hi there. I hear the same message over and over again, and I still love your voice. I had lots of things. What was it, Friday? Saturday? I was visiting my friends, Lynn and Gary, and two things stood out. One was, at one moment, I did a strong exhale for whatever reason in the direction of Gary, and he noticed the aroma of garlic, which I found interesting, because Mike has called me Garlic John, fascinating, but it's probably one of the reasons why I have absolutely no fear of the deadly virus that's going around, because again, that's hype. But the other thing that happened while I was visiting there is that Lynn leaned over. She's a smoker, and she actually sometimes makes her own cigarettes. She has a little machine that does that. So she leaned over, bent over towards the couch, and Gary's sitting in his chair. He's in a motorized wheelchair. And you could see he built a smile up in his face, and his hand went out and whacked her on the behind. And it was kind of the thing that he knew the joy it was. She just took it. And I knew the joy that he had. I talked about it with my friend Chris yesterday. And yeah, it's something men like to do with their ladies. I mentioned how much I want to simply pat my wife's behind. And I've often mentioned how when those joyous days would be there, where I'd crawl in bed with my wife, and as we go off to sleep, I simply have my hand on her side. Oh, that brought peace. As it was remarkable peace. And I miss that terribly. But one other thing. The Marriage Defined and Commitment Beyond video on BitChute has reached 300 views, which, a threshold. So I was pleased by that. And I have no reason to believe that anyone in my family has seen it. It was a love letter. It was a love letter to my wife to show to her the intense commitment she has from her husband. But obviously, Friday I did Zadok. Saturday I did Walter. Saturday evening, because of circumstances, I did one for James Walter. And then Sunday, obviously, Gloria Jane, and rendering now, or no, it's rendered, okay, is the one for Susanna. And I got a bit politically incorrect. Are my kids being prepared to be politically incorrect? Not for the sake of being politically incorrect, but in obedience to Christ. One of the things that we talked about Sunday, because my friend Chris was here for a few hours, and we talked, because I have, I actually have the DVD. I was going to send it to my family. But, if somebody wants it, let me know. I'll send it to you. Tortured for Christ. Because there was a moment in there that I've discussed before where Vern Brand's wife, in the beginning of the movie, when they're sitting in the theater and you see that things were becoming rather politically turmoil in their country, and he said no. He had to stand up and say no. But the moment before that, while he was sitting there in the audience talking with his wife, and his wife said, "I don't want a coward for a husband." One of the reasons that sinks in is because my concern is, that's what my wife wants, a coward for a husband, someone who can make good money, not someone who strives for obedience to Christ. I hope that changes. And if it does, if my wife decides, as she finds again, love for me in obedience to Christ, finds love for her husband, I'm here. There is no other lady in my life. Again, marriage defined and a commitment beyond makes it very clear. Very clear. Dorothy Jean, you're my one and only lady. I love you, and I want you back.